You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 348, covering week 1, January 1st through 7th, 2024. Version 0.4.0 of Nodeverse, a space exploration game built on the Mindtest engine, has been released. The main functions of the game boil down to exploring planets, building and flying spaceships. The Nodeverse project was inspired by the game No Man's Sky, but uses voxel graphics. The game code is written in Lua and distributed under the GPLv3 license. This release breaks compatibility with previous versions. Changes include the addition of cacti, vines, water lilies, trees, mushrooms, and underground lakes. New mods NV_Flora, NV_GUI, NV_Encyclopedia have been introduced, along with improved performance and various bug fixes. GNUplot 6.0, a free tool for creating 2- and 3-dimensional scientific plots, is out, supporting a wide range of output formats and the ability to use scripts to generate input data. This is the first major release since the 5.0 branch was published in 2015. A new staple branch of the free document layout package Scribus 1.6.0 was announced, which incorporates the changes developed in the experimental 1.5.x branch. The package provides tools for professional layout of printed materials and includes flexible tools for generating PDFs. It supports working with separate color profiles, CMYK, spot colors, and ICC. The system is written using the Qt toolkit and is licensed under the GPLv2 Plus license. Ready-made binary assemblies are prepared for Linux as AppImage, macOS, and Windows. Key improvements in the new branch include a user interface based on Qt5, a change file format, full support for tables, advanced text processing tools, and an expansion of supported import and export formats. The developers are planning the experimental branch 1.7, which will include a transition to Qt6, a transition to the SVG format for icons, a new palette implementation, and a new system of dockable panels. The Snoop 1.4.0 project has been published, developing a forensic tool that searches for user accounts in public data, open source intelligence. The program analyzes various sites, forums, and social networks to determine on which sites there is a user with the specified nickname. The project was developed based on research materials in the field of scraping public data. Builds are prepared for Linux and Windows. The code is written in Python and is distributed under a license restricting its use to personal use only. Moreover, the project is a fork from the code base of the Sherlock project, supplied under the MIT license. Vim 9.1 was released. The code is distributed under its own copyleft license, compatible with GPL, and allowing unlimited use, distribution, and reworking of the code. The main feature of the Vim license is related to the reversion of changes. Improvements implemented in third-party products must be transferred to the original project if the Vim maintainer considers these improvements worthy of attention and submits a corresponding request. By distribution type, Vim is classified as charityware. The authors of Vim ask to donate any amount to charity if the user likes the program. Vim 9.1 was the first release to be produced under the direction of a collective council created after the death of the project's author, which took over the decision-making work. This issue is dedicated to the memory of Bram Molinar, the author and key developer of Vim, who has been maintaining the project for more than 30 years. Bram made 16,500 commits and added 3.5 million lines of code, which is 50 times more than the contribution of all other developers combined. IPFire 2.27 Core 182 has been published. IPFire is distinguished by a simple installation process and configuration through an intuitive web interface, replete with visual graphics. ISOs have been made for x86-64 and ARCH64. In addition to the basic functions of packet filtering and traffic management for IPFire, modules are available with the implementation of a system for preventing attacks based on Suricata, for creating a file server, a mail server, and a print server, organizing a VoIP gateway based on Asterisk and TeamSpeak, creating a wireless access point, organizing a streaming audio and video server. To install add-ons in IPFire, a special package manager, PackFire, is used. Maestro Core, a project with a lightweight Unix-like kernel in the Rust language, was spotted in the wild, implementing a subset of system calls of the Linux kernel sufficient to create standard working environments. The project was completely rewritten from scratch in 2020 and switched to Rust to reduce the likelihood of errors arising when working with memory. The kernel code is distributed under the MIT license. In addition to the kernel, this Rust project is also developing an X11 server, a package manager, a loader, an installer, sets of utilities, and other components necessary for building building an operating system. The kernel has a monolithic architecture and currently only supports x86 systems in 32-bit mode. The kernel code base has 48.8 thousand lines of code. It can be run in QEMU, VirtualBox, or on top of hardware. At the current stage of development, Maestro implements 31% of Linux system calls, which is enough to load a console environment based on Bash and the standard C library Muscle. The Maestro-based environment can also run some of the utilities from the GNU Core Utils suite, such as LS, Cat, Makedir, RM, RMDir, Uname, and WhoAmI. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at Full Circle Magazine, or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.